Hello everyone. Today is Sunday, the 12th of July, and this is the translation of Pascal Girard's message, and I'm reading from the New International Version. The reading is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 to 6. Now, brothers and sisters, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying, peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly, as labour pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. This is the word of the Lord. The end times and the last judgment of God was and is still a subject raised by a number of people today. A responsibility entrusted to a person implies that he will be evaluated. In fact, some say that he will be judged on his actions and obedience to the instructions given to him. In the book of Genesis, God expresses the place of man in creation and said to Adam and Eve, "Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. This is the first responsibility entrusted to man by God right after creation. Not everyone likes to hear that one day we will have to answer to God. In this passage, it is said that everyone is responsible not only for himself or his immediate family or for his own interests, but for the whole earth and all living things that inhabit it. God did not create man to live day by day without worrying about the future, but to stand and be responsible to him, the Creator. And Adam and Eve very quickly understand, in the rest of the story, what it means and involves, trusting God and obeying his will. A little later it is Cain who painfully learns what it means to be responsible for his brother. He who wanted exclusivity and who, because of that, refused the relation to the other. The dialogue with the one he envied to the point of wanting to destroy him. Adam and Eve, Cain, among others, tell us the consequences of refusing to live in the light of God and his word. This inevitably leads sooner or later to disaster, darkness, death. The time that God gives to man, created in his image and in his likeness, is not given to him to do anything and everything, and especially not to use it selfishly to satisfy his desires for power and wealth, but to reveal the presence of God in the world. It is therefore important for man to make good use of the time given to him. The use he makes of this time conditions his present and his eternity. And the day will come when everyone will have to account for the time that God gives him. How do we understand these words, which invite us to take seriously this dimension of an end time, when the Lord will return like a thief in the night, and of a judgment where we will have to account for our way of using the time and goods that God gives us? In his letter to the Thessalonians, the Apostle Paul does not seek to frighten, but to place Christians before their responsibilities as children of God, and to encourage them to live each moment in the light of the Word of God. To live in the light of the Word of God means for us to take seriously our responsibilities as Christians, a responsibility which is expressed in a single word which sums up the law and the prophets. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbour as yourself. The light of which the apostle speaks is Christ Jesus, who said of himself, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. John chapter 9, verse 5. This light, which gives life, which warms hearts and gives hope to man, it is love which takes into account the distress and the needs of the world and of men. It is love that traces a path out of conflict, intrigue and violence. It is love that offers forgiveness and heals the inner wounds of the soul. To have the light of life is to belong to him who is the light, to Christ who has forever revealed to us the infinite love of the Father who loves us, welcomes us and forgives us, and who exhorts us to do the same. To have the light of life is to belong to him who is the light, to Christ who welcomed, healed, put one back on their feet, restored hope to those who came to him for help. He sends us to others to share the blessings and grace that we ourselves have received from God. The world is in dire need of men and women who are awake, who are watching, who are committed to spreading the clarity of God's love around them. Our sleeping world, which too often loses consciousness of good and evil, which refuses to face reality, needs lighthouses in the night which point a way. The sleep in which most of us are plunged consists in withdrawing into the shell of our private life, in other words, into indifference towards others and the course of things in this world. Anyway, we often hear, we can't change anything in this world. After me, the flood. As long as I get out of it, that's the main thing. To each his fight. This is what puts us to sleep, but this sleep is neither restorative nor blessed. It is dangerous. The Apostle Paul exhorts us, as a Christian community and as disciples, not to participate in this destructive sleep, but to live in wakefulness, vigilant and attentive, in fidelity to Christ in order to prepare for his return. And one way to stay awake is to be alert to the sufferings of this world. We cannot be satisfied with a sufficiently routine faith that is not very committed in the daily living of our lives. This is not how we prepare for the coming of the Lord in our life and in our world. We have a word to make heard and to transmit, and not just any word, the word of God's love that Christ Jesus revealed to us through his life in word and in deed. He showed us what it meant concretely to live as a child of God. To live as a child of God is to love as God loved us, to love not only our friends, non-believers do the same, but also to love our enemies, pray for them so that the love of God touches them and shakes them up, to respond to hatred with love, violence with meekness, distress with help, indifference with attention, lying with truth. The dark corners of our life and this world cannot have the last word. Despair and the forces that destroy the people cannot have the last word. It is unacceptable. This is why the Apostle Paul reminds us of our responsibility as the children of God. It consists each day that God gives us to seek the inspiration of our life near Christ Jesus, to walk in his steps and become lights which show the love of God in our world. On the last day, when we have to account for our actions, for what we have courageously assumed, and for what we have neglected and allowed to slip away, we will see that what matters to God is everything we have done, or not done, throughout our earthly journey, even if faith, of course, remains the key to judgment for life or death. When will this last day come? That was the question that burned the lips of the readers of the Epistle to the Thessalonians. Perhaps it was no longer so dense a question before the period in which we live. But one thing is certain, the more we live in the light of Christ, the more we let his spirit of love direct our life, the more his presence in the world becomes real through us. So if we wish to see the Lord come back, the question of times and moments is really not upsetting, because we are already fully in the clarity of God's love, and he is already fully present in our midst. Our main problem is to stay awake, to be alert. We are told in Matthew 25, "That is why, keep awake, for you do not know the day or the hour of my coming." Stay awake, says the Lord. And it is not only by looking for signs of the end times, but by letting you be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing and perfect will. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Stay awake, says the Lord, by being the salt of the earth today, by being the light in the world that shines before all men so that they see the good that you are doing and that they attribute the glory to your heavenly Father. This is how we prepare for the coming of the Lord in our midst. And then, no matter the moment, we will be ready. Amen.